I have a couple of guests in my studio this morning. I was expecting one, and I got a bonus. And with me in the studio this morning are two very talented pianists, Craig Randall Johnson and Nancy Raley. Thank you for coming in. You have an event coming up, which is why we're here to talk, right?
Yes, we're playing on the first Thursday evening concert series presented at the Peter White Library.
Yes.
On December 5th.
And it's an event that's been going on for several years now, giving area artists and visiting artists an opportunity to present their work.
I think this event is sponsored by the Marquette Arts and Culture.
Mm-hmm. Marquette Arts and Culture Center, which, mm-hmm. of course, is housed in the Peter White Library. Mm-hmm. The event is a two-piano or piano-four hands performance? Or is it both?
Actually, we're each playing half of a program.
Oh, okay.
Solo.
All right.
Yeah, so Nancy will be playing more classical repertoire on the first half, and I'm playing 20th century music on the second half.
Well, don't slight that. It's still classical music,
it
right?
It definitely is.
Yes.
Of course. And all music is great.
It is. How did you two end up getting together to do this program? How did you find out about each other, or what were the plans, and so forth?
We auditioned for it, mm-hmm. and when I was told that I was accepted, I was told that there was another pianist who was going to be on this program, and I thought, oh, I wonder who it is. When I heard it was Craig, I was just delighted, because I know he's a superb musician, and since he is much more adept at playing 20th century modern music than I am. I don't have that larger repertoire in that. It worked out beautifully. So I'm playing the earlier music and he's playing the later.
You were let off the hook, in other words, huh?
Yes. Well, I like it. I just don't have that extensive a repertoire in 20th century.
There are
or 21st century.
And of course, there are definitely big differences in technique and style between the two different types of music, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but the pieces I'm playing in great part come out of the older classical tradition, and especially from the Debussy pieces that Nancy will be playing.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, so we'll have, was it Mozart and Schubert?
Mm-hmm.
And Debussy, and then we'll go on to Roy Harris, and the Finnish composer Jonas Kokkonen, and then Robert Carl.
Somehow I knew there would be a Finnish composer in there, Craig.
Yes, I suppose.
Since you were here with a talented vocalist a year or so ago and were also performing Finnish music at the time. Yes. Is this Kokkonen a piece, one of those works? Or
well, the Kokkonen, Jonas Kokkonen Five Bagatelles is the piece written about 1970 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And Kokkonen is a really significant figure now in Finnish music. He's a little bit out of the, let's call it, Sibelius tradition.
Mm-hmm. Was he in the academy, by the way, the Helsinki academy?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, and held positions there and so on. A close friend and compatriot of Alvar Aalto, the architect. In fact, Aalto designed Kokkonen's house. So he was of that kind of mindset, kind of a modernist. I played a couple of Kokkonen pieces with baritone Esa Rutanen when we were touring in the Upper Peninsula a couple years ago from Kokkonen's famous opera, The Last Temptations.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Which is perhaps the most important Finnish opera of the last years and the first Finnish opera presented at the Metropolitan Opera.
Okay.
And it's a cool piece.
They all are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Of course they'll be. Now, speaking of cool pieces, there was a mention of Mozart and Schubert, Nancy, that you're going to be playing. What other pieces?
the opening number is Fantasy, the last of four fantasies that Mozart wrote. It's a very deep, gorgeous, dramatic work, and it's usually played with an accompanying sonata, but I just decided to play the Fantasy alone. And then I'm playing three of the four Opus 90 impromptus of Schubert, which are very delightful songful,
some of my favorites.
Songful pieces.
Yes.
I know I've heard them here on the radio.
Yes.
And then the Debussy is a collection of three pieces called Image, Book One. The first one is Reflections on the Water. The second one is an homage to Rameau, who was a 18th century French composer that Debussy admired very much. The last one is called Mouvement. It goes very, very fast.
Yes, it does. Uh-huh. And it's appropriate that you end with something very fast, because you wouldn't probably want to start with something really fast.
No, I need to warm up a little.
Yeah, work yourself up to it, I'm sure. Yes. And besides the Jonas piece, Kokkonen piece, what else do you have, Craig?
All right. I recently came across five American ballads by Roy Harris, best known to some people for his Symphony No. 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Harris is an interesting figure of mid-20th century American music, unlike Copland and Roger Sessions and Barber, people in whose general orbit Harris also inhabited. Harris was born in a log cabin in rural Oklahoma on Lincoln's birthday, in the red dirt country there, and moved to Southern California as a kid. Grew up in not good circumstances. Three siblings died. And out of this came this really important American composer. He was a truck driver, but then he found his way into a scholarship to study with Nadia Boulanger.
Oh, great.
And then found his way ultimately to Serge Koussevitzky, who premiered his first symphony, which was the first commercially produced American symphony or recorded. And then that led to the Third Symphony, which really was his most famous work, mm-hmm. Championed by Leonard Bernstein. And so these five American ballads, like Streets of Laredo, The Wayfaring Stranger.
Okay, so familiar tunes.
Mm-hmm. But with a definite twist.
Yes.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about the Roy Harris piece is that he's using, in a couple of pieces, the sostenuto pedal, the middle pedal on the piano, measure after measure. I've never seen anything like this. And I'm wondering how I'm going to handle some of it, as it just gets louder and louder and louder, you know.
Oh, yeah, and that's rarely used.
It's
rare.
Yeah, this is an extreme example. His wife was a concert pianist. Harris is also important in other ways. He was a co-founder of the International String Congress. He was a founder of the American Composers Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was socially active in creating festivals and so on. The other piece I'm playing is called Spiral Dances by the very much living composer Robert Carl, who's chairman of the composition department at the Hart School in Hartford, Connecticut. And I've played the Spiral Dances on and off in the past. They're three separate works. It's really a sonata. And Carl has a kind of cosmic program behind it, mm-hmm. about how the universe evolves and so on. I don't go there when I'm playing it. I have my own experience with it. There are certain French influences in the piece, but he's also a student of Ralph Shapey and George Rochberg, and so it's a bit aleatoric.
Yes.
It's very subdued, and at the same time can be very loud and dense. It's really interesting.
And to the listener, probably quite a spiritual experience, possibly.
I think
yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, and that'll be my concluding number.
All right.
So I think we'll have overall a really interesting program.
I was just going to say, there, you know, diversity is an understatement here. You know, going from Mozart all the way to Carl there. I mean, that's really great. It's good to have the opportunity to have listeners hear both of you in the same evening. Having never performed with each other before, this may turn out to be more of a routine than just a one-time thing. You never know.
Well, I hope so. That would be fun.
All right. Yeah. Well, I've been talking with Craig Randall Johnson of Minneapolis, who is here to perform with Marquette pianist Nancy Raley in a dual concert this December 5th at the community room of Peter White Public Library as guests of the First Thursday Concert Series put on by the Marquette Arts and Culture Center. If you'd like more information, all you have to do is call 228-0472. And get all the details. Thank you to both of you, Nancy, and to you, Craig, as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stan.